It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio, it is July 12th of 2022. And the high school baseball and softball postseasons, they're hitting their crescendo, I would say. Now, it's one thing to win a state championship, but you get into sub-state finals, district finals, regional finals, those are such big games, you know? And it represents a lot of what's great about high school sports. And, of course, it, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, I think, is probably more pronounced in those particular those games. Now, you know, it's just, you know, if you make a state tournament, I think for most programs in whatever sport it might be, that's special. You know, you could always go back to that. But the idea of getting to that sub-state final, getting to that regional final, that district final, and then, you know, either winning or losing, that's a game that no matter what, you're going to remember. So a lot of memories being made right now and will continue to be made tonight. And hopefully it's on the good side of the coin for a number of area teams that will be competing tonight. And we're going to talk a lot of baseball today on the show. And however you are tuned in today, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com, thank you so much for being here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page, just type in 1650 102.3 The Fan and hammer that like button. Also, make sure and check out the website for the podcast of this show. Perhaps you see me tweet out who's going to be on and you miss the show. You can go back and listen on demand. 1650thefan.com, bookmark it. That is also where you find all sorts of local and statewide sports content for you to consume. A lot of what I bring you at the top of the show every day during area sports news and scores, a lot of that is on the website early in the morning. So, if you don't want to wait, that's where you can find it. And also know that you can dial up the show, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918. Add to the show today with any questions or comments you might have. You can also dial 800-913-9479. Or you could email the show. We've got the technology. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. Fire away with any questions or comments you might have, as well as any people you might like to hear from on future shows, or maybe a topic you'd like to hear discussed on a future show. By all means, pass it along. As I touched on already, we will begin, as always, with area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Las Vegas. Chicago Cubs baseball returning to the fan tonight after an off day tomorrow. So they'll get you set with what the lines look like for that Cubs-Orioles game that's coming up at 6:30 tonight. Pregame coverage at 6:30 with Zach Zabin on the Cubs Radio Network. Just a two-game series, as the Cubs had went out to Baltimore earlier this season, and now the O's are making the return trip to the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. And 6:30 with the pregame, 7:05 first pitch tonight. Adrian Sampson on the bump for the Cubs. And that's just another reason to keep it locked right here on the Fan. After the VSiN action update, of course, in that first time out, we'll also get you a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday. And then we'll come back and we will begin the baseball bonanza today on the show. As I mentioned, regional finals, district finals, sub-state finals going on, and sub-state finals in particular happening with classes 1A and 2A on the baseball side. And we're going to be joined by a couple of those 2A baseball coaches from the Cedar Valley. Jessup Jayhawks baseball coach Bruce Wall will join us in the second segment of today's show. The Jayhawks got a big sub-state final tonight. Not at Dyersville-Beckman, but they take on Dyersville-Beckman at Mount Mercy University in Cedar Rapids. And Jordan Martin, after we take the timeout at the bottom of the hour with Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim, we'll come back on the other side of that break with Dyke New Hartford baseball coach Jordan Martin. Both Coach Wall and Coach Martin making return trips to Cole & Company, and it's great to be able to talk to these coaches so late in the season, because that means great things have happened. And the Wolverines will play at Mason City tonight against, well, I mean, you'd say a good, but everybody's good if they made it this far, against a very good Osage team. So we'll get the breakdown from Coach Wall of Jessup and Coach Martin of Dyke New Hartford of their two Class 2A sub-state finals tonight. And after we're done with Coach Martin in the third segment, of course, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, come back and wrap up what is, of course, a Tuesday edition of the show. Real quick, before we get into area sports news and scores, Tony La Russa did it again. I mean, for my baseball people out there, you might be going, you know, I really don't care about the White Sox, Cole. If you are a baseball person, this has got to get you revved up, okay? Because there are right ways to manage a game. There are gray area in terms of, you know, went with that bullpen guy, maybe should have gone with this bullpen guy. We could talk in circles about it, right? And then there's like, no, that's not how you manage. Like, that was silly. That was stupid. That was foolish. And Tony La Russa has a lot of tallies under the stupid, foolish, so on and so forth categories this year. And the White Sox, albeit as a Cubs fan, you by nature of consuming Cubs content, you get some White Sox content just because, obviously, they share a city. And the White Sox, I think it's fair to say, are the biggest underachieving team in Major League Baseball so far this year. And we talked about this when it happened. I think about a month ago, Tony La Russa intentionally walked. I know Freddie Freeman was on second base. It was against the Dodgers. I'm trying to remember who he intentionally walked, who already had a strike on him in the count. And then he wanted to get lefty-lefty, even though the guy who was at bat already had a strike on him. He intentionally walked the guy. Max Muncy comes up, hits a three-run homer, and the rest is history, right? But you'd think Tony learned his lesson, right? Future Hall of Fame manager learned his lesson? No. This old dog, he's not learning any new tricks. He's going to keep intentionally walking guys, even if they are behind in the count. And during the fifth inning of today's game one of a doubleheader against the Cleveland Guardians, Tony La Russa had right-hander Davis Martin walk switch-hitting Jose Ramirez after Ramirez had already fouled off a pitch and gone down 0-1. Apparently, after seeing Ramirez's swing, La Russa got all sorts of shook and put the intentional walk on, and once again left damn near everybody in the ballpark shaking their heads and wondering what the hell was going on, including Ramirez himself, who had a puzzled look on his face. White Sox, the decision paid off this time, I guess, because the next batter struck out to end the inning. White Sox still lost the game 4-1, and White Sox fans, as you might imagine, have been melting down on Twitter ever since this moment, and I'm here for that, as the kids would say. I enjoy that, and if that makes me less of a person, so be it, but I don't want to give Tony La Russa a pass. He doesn't deserve one, but this is Jerry Reinsdorf's fault, and I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, so I know what it's like trying to like a team that Jerry Reinsdorf owns. This is a situation, like, you look at Daniel Snyder in Washington with the Commanders. Like, that guy needs to go. Like, that is a billionaire who leaned in too much to, well, I mean, it's my world, and you're all just living in it, and this is how we're going to do things, right, wrong, and different. Or in Daniel Snyder's case, you know, abhorrent with the allegations that are there. But neither Daniel Snyder or Jerry Reinsdorf really have demonstrated much in the way of being able to successfully run professional sports franchises. If Michael Jordan doesn't end up a Bull, the story of the Chicago Bulls is completely different. And Jerry Reinsdorf was the one who hired Tony La Russa. He stepped in front of his president of baseball ops and his GM and hired his old buddy Tony La Russa to try to right what he thought was a wrong. And now he doesn't have the spine to fire him. And as much as the White Sox have kind of been a rival of the Cubs, you know, it's a crosstown rivalry, but because they play in the American League, it's not like, it doesn't seem very bitter. Like, I kind of feel bad for White Sox fans, because any other, I'd like to say, maybe there'd be a couple other owners, but I'd like to say, without a shadow of a doubt, that maybe there's two other owners that are bad enough in Major League Baseball to be on par with Jerry Reinsdorf. But the uniqueness of the situation and the relationship between Jerry Reinsdorf and Tony La Russa prevents him, seemingly, from firing TLR. And there really shouldn't be. It's hard for me to even fathom that there wouldn't be any other baseball team in the major leagues that wouldn't have fired Tony La Russa right now, given the expectations and the talent level of this White Sox team compared with how they're playing. I mean, it is quite amazing. If you could take this situation and parallel it over to the NFL, and given how rabid the NFL fan bases are, I would love to see how that would play out. It would be nonstop on all the big sports networks talk about how this guy has to go. And unfortunately, that speaks to, you know, where baseball stands in the hierarchy of professional sports. But Tony La Russa, dude, like, I don't like the guy because he was the Cardinals manager. I acknowledge that he's had a great career and he's going to be a Hall of Fame manager. But this stint with the White Sox is a considerable stain. It will be nothing but a considerable stain on his Hall of Fame career. And Jerry Reinsdorf needs to do him a favor and fire him. I just cannot believe what must that do to the players. Like, the pitcher just got up 0-1 on one of the best hitters in baseball, and you're taking the ball out of his hands. And this is a team that's already down morale-wise, confidence-wise, with how they've been underachieving. I think I actually feel some sympathy for Chicago White Sox fans. But Tony La Russa, congratulations. You continue to demonstrate that you are the worst manager in 2022 in Major League Baseball. So, go check that out. It's really something to behold, to watch the video and see the looks on everybody's faces and hear the announcers talk about it. My goodness. All right, we need to get into area sports news and scores. We'll dive right in here. Iowa City Liberty, they got the best of Cedar Falls last night, 14-1 in a Class 4A sub-state semifinal. Lightning jumped out to a commanding 10-0 lead after three innings and cruised to the win. They had 10 hits, eighth-ranked Tigers in the year with a 26-13 record. And we have post-game audio from Tigers coach Brett Williams, who you heard yesterday here on the show. Here's Coach Williams, of course, talking about the disappointment of last night's loss.
Sometimes you get snake bitten in baseball, and that's really what it felt like tonight, and it's unfortunate. We've got a lot of great kids, a lot of good baseball players, and we just didn't have it tonight. And it really stinks when it's the playoffs, when you have a bad night, because you don't get another night.
And our David Warrington asked Coach Williams, what can the team take away from this season?
I mean, I just think these kids set the bar high. Like, I mean, we've asked them to do that, set it high, and they did. We talk legacy, we talk leadership, and there's a lot of young kids upset in the dugout because these seniors, man, they're great people, they're good kids, and they're going to be super successful, whether it's on the baseball field or whether it's in life.
Coach Williams expanded on the impact of that senior class.
You know, there were four guys that graduated, you know, played their last game tonight that were in the dugout during that state title run, or that state championship run or that state tournament, and a couple of them for 4 years, a couple of them for three, and I mean, the other guys came along and they contributed. And that's what we just asked guys to figure out, what's your role? What can you contribute? And they took that to heart, and they set the bar high, right? And so, you know, we're going to ask that of all of our programs to do that. You know, we had a really successful year all over the place. All three levels had 20 wins or more, and kids are getting better, and they understand it takes a lot of work. And so I think that's because of the guys that are leaving us, right? Because they put a lot of work and effort in. And so it's always hard when that happens, right? We do this because we like to win baseball games, but because we want to be around these kids.
And as you might imagine, as Coach Williams continues a impressive buildup of this Tiger baseball program, he is looking forward to next season.
There's a lot of expectations because these guys have set the bar high. And I think, yeah, we return a lot of talent. You know, we return a lot of pitching talent. We return some guys in our lineup. We're going to have to replace a lot of guys. But I think we've got kids that are going to work hard, and that's what we're going to ask them to do. Keep setting the bar higher, right? Every year, set the bar higher. When we do that, we're going to be a great program.
Congratulations to Coach Williams and the Tigers on a great year. Obviously, it didn't end the way they wanted it to, but it was a treat to follow along. And I always appreciate Coach Williams being so kind with his time, whether it be with myself or Mark Simpson. So looking forward to Tiger baseball in 2023. Meanwhile, in area Class 3A sub-state semifinal baseball last night, Clear Creek Amana defeated Waverly Shellrock 9-3 and Independence Edge Ballard 3-2. Girls regional final softball took place last night across the state in classes 2A and 1A, and a pair of area schools were denied berths into the state tournament in a 2A regional final at Van Meter. Sixth-ranked Van Meter ended Grundy Center's season 5-0. And in a 1A regional final at Lisbon involving a pair of top 10 schools, third-ranked Lisbon shut down ninth-ranked Clarksville 4-1. The rest of the field for the state softball tournament will be decided tonight, as regional finals take place in classes 5A, 4A, and 3A, and an area game in 3A has Sumner Fredericksburg playing at Davenport Assumption. Berths into the state tournament also up for grabs tonight. Told you about this earlier at the top of the show. Class 1A and 2A sub-state baseball finals in 1A. Don Bosco will take on Lisbon. The game was originally scheduled to be played at Manchester, but is now going to be played at Alburnett. In 2A, Dyke New Hartford goes against Osage at Mason City, and Jessup plays Dyersville Beckman. That's going to be at Mount Mercy University in Cedar Rapids. Two area softball players were named to participate in the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Senior All-Star Games. The event will take place Saturday, July 23rd at Waukee High School. A total of three teams will play in a round-robin format. The two area players selected include Emma Beck from Grundy Center and Jessup's Alexis Larson. The Cedar Falls boys golf team is tied for sixth place after the first round of the High School National Invitation in Pinehurst, North Carolina. The invitation-only tournament tournament field features more than 330 of the top high school boys golfers from across the country who have won their respective state championships as a team or as an individual. Tigers are 13 over as a team. Georgia took command in the team tournament. They fired a 14 under. They lead by 18 shots over second place North Carolina. Individually, Cedar Falls' Max Joa and Sam Germeyer are tied for 10th place. Both had a first round 70 and are just four strokes off the lead. The tournament goes through tomorrow. Tune into Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson for an update on how today's action went. Last night in the NBA Summer League, Boston squeaked past Milwaukee 111-109. Former UNI standout A.J. Green scored 4 points, had 3 rebounds and 2 assists in 17 minutes of action. He was 2-7 from the field and came up 0-5 from behind the three-point stripe. Four members of the Iowa football team were named to the Athlon Sports Preseason All-America squads: senior linebacker Jack Campbell, former Cedar Falls Tiger, and senior defensive back Riley Moss were named to the first team. Junior punter Torrey Taylor was a second-team selection, and senior tight end Sam Laporta was named to the fourth team. Campbell, the former Tiger, was named first-team All-Big Ten last year after finishing second in the conference with 143 tackles. Last season, he was named Iowa's most valuable player on defense. And finally, the Iowa women's basketball team will host NC State December 1st as part of the ACC Big Ten Women's Basketball Challenge. Hawkeyes and Wolfpack won their respective conference regular seasons and postseason tournaments last year. This is going to mark the first meeting between the two programs in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and it will be the Wolfpack's first visit to Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Hawkeyes, if you can recall, they're returning all five starters, including All-Americans Caitlin Clark and Monica Sinano. Clark was Big Ten Player of the Year, led the NCAA with 27 points and 8 assists per game. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast. And then on the other side, the baseball bonanza begins. Jessup Jayhawks baseball coach Bruce Wall joins us next. A ticket to the state tournament on the line tonight at Mount Mercy University, taking on Dyersville Beckman. That's next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, it seemed as if Baker Mayfield would be a Brown for life, but something happened along the road as 2021 came through and had an injured left shoulder, and then Deshaun Watson arrived. Today, Mayfield is a Carolina Panther, and despite the divorce from the place that made him the top pick overall in 2018, former number one pick has nothing but fond memories.
Cleveland's a special place, and there's teammates and friendships and bonds that we all contributed to that special run and to help turn that around. There's guys that lifelong friendships that I'll have that are very special to me, near and dear to Emily and I, that we'll never forget about.
The Patriots have reportedly sent former first-round pick N'Keal Harry to the Bears for a seventh-rounder in 2024. Baseball this afternoon, one game, and the Guardians, a winner over the White Sox 4-1 as Shane Bieber goes the distance on a three-hitter. Gerrit Cole will be in L.A. next Tuesday, but this Tuesday he'll be on the mound at Yankee Stadium for the series opener between the Yankees and Reds, looking for his ninth win after the Yankees have dropped back-to-back games. The Orioles at the bottom of the AL East, but riding an eight-game winning streak, and take on the Cubs at Wrigley. The Mariners also have won eight straight and are in Washington. I'm Rich Eckerman.
Hey, it's Amy Lawrence. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
Coverage of Cubs baseball begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan.
At National Brake Center, we don't just do brakes. We offer complete expert car care.
Let us create a game plan for you at discount prices in order to maximize your investment.
I'm Mike Weidman.
And I'm David Brookman.
You can trust us to deliver expertise on your brake jobs, suspension, tires, tune-ups, and much more at discount prices.
Come visit us at National Brake Center next to Liberty Car Company, 407 East Mullen in Waterloo.
Are you ready to be amazed?
Book online today at nationalbrakecenter.com.
Or call 235-6300.
If your kids get a little competitive with their fun time, Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells can help with a new kind of thrill. It's Soaring Like an Eagle dual zipline racing, the newest addition to Chula's Aerial Adventure Park, which offers you 18 different zip lines on 4 different courses. Thrill rides, indoor and outdoor water parks, a relaxing spa, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. Brummel Madsen Insurance is a growing business too. That's why they work with Nationwide, a leading small business insurer that insures over 500,000 businesses like yours. Nationwide can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give Brummel Madsen Insurance a call today at 266-2644. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
An early look at next season's NBA MVP odds. Luka Doncic and Joel Embiid, co-favorites at plus 500. Giannis Antetokounmpo at plus 700, followed by Nikola Jokic and Kevin Durant, each at plus 1,000. Only 3.5 weeks until the first NFL preseason game on August 4th. The Jaguars and Raiders in Canton, Ohio, part of Hall of Fame weekend. The Raiders opening as a 1.5-point favorite. The Cubs hosting the Orioles tonight. Baltimore coming in on an 8-game winning streak. Chicago minus 120 money line. Orioles plus 100. 9. The total, White Sox and Guardians playing a doubleheader in Cleveland. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 63 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 83. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows dip down to about 63. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures near average Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-80s. Chance for scattered storms Friday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 83.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole and Company, and Class 2A and 1A baseball sub-state finals going on across the state tonight. We've got a few teams in the area that are in action, and we're going to talk to a couple of those head coaches today on the show. And we begin right now with Jessup Jayhawks baseball coach Bruce Wall. The Jayhawks currently sit at 20-6 overall, and they got a 2-1 win over New Hampton this past Saturday night in the semifinals. Coach Wall, thanks so much for coming back on the show. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. Just got a lot of things on my mind today, obviously.
Yeah, I would imagine so. We're getting to that crazy part of the year right now. And first things first, though. A 2-1 win over New Hampton this last Saturday night in the semifinals. You're down 1-0, and in the bottom of the fifth, you score two. Obviously, that turned out to be the winning runs. Just tell us about what obviously was a dramatic fifth inning and ultimately how your team got that win.
Well, in the fifth inning was kind of a replica of the first inning. We had bases loaded with our 1, 2, and 3 batters up. Unfortunately, in the first inning, we went down with strikeouts and pushed nobody across. But coming the fifth inning again, it's part of the resilience of our team is that they never gave up on it. We come up in a similar situation when the prior situation was not so good, prior outcome was not so good, but we find a way to change that outcome and then get two runs out of a single by Jack Miller and then come away with a 2-1 victory.
And that's a moment in a game where you got to trust your team is still, you know, mentally in it, and that not only just that, but that the confidence is there. That comeback doesn't happen unless you've got a team that's got some confidence, Coach.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. They are very confident in the things that they've done. Our hitting has come around here over the last month. They've volunteered to come in for extra batting, and it's really paid off for us. You know, they helped make the decision on some of the changes that we wanted to get done, and they've bought in. They've bought in, and they keep plugging away. They don't give up. There's no quitting these kids.
You know, I find it interesting to hear you talk about a commitment to improving hitting throughout the season, Coach, because you guys have had a really good season. It's not like you had a stretch where maybe you lost 4 out of 5 or something like that, but it does sound like the team had a moment when they looked in the mirror, and I was looking it up. Since we last spoke in early June, your team is 15-4. You're on a 7-game winning streak right now. So looking over those past 19 games since we were last talking Jayhawk baseball, is it the hitting that you think you would really point to, or were there maybe some other things along the way in that sample that have stuck out to you?
Well, I think it's the hitting that has helped put us over the hump. When we talked earlier, I remember asked me kind of what I hang my hat on, and with this team, it was our pitching and our defense.
Mm-hmm.
And our pitching and our defense has really not faltered. You know, I have a couple bumps in the road here and there, but the pitching and defense has been pretty steady all year long. You know, you said we're 15-4. At one point, we were 6-5, and that's when the kids made they said we got to change something. We need to do some more hitting. So we started doing some of those things. Our team batting average steadily started to climb. We got more competitive in the batter's box. And, you know, it's helped our overall confidence as a team, knowing now that we're doing things in every phase of the game instead of just, you know, getting good pitching and holding teams down. We can now come out and score some runs, too.
and you got good pitching and held a good team down in that win over New Hampton. Your senior pitcher, Nate Kegley, he had a complete game, only three strikeouts and zero earned runs. So that, you know, that tells you that good defense had to have been happening behind Nate.
Yeah, they were doing a good job with only three strikeouts. They only gave up one hit as well, and that was actually the very first batter of the game. Had him down 0-2, and he got battled and got a base hit up the middle. But Nate did a great job of getting up there and competing. I think he only threw 79 pitches over seven innings, so he was extremely efficient too with his pitching. And you know, anytime your pitchers throw strikes, your defense is going to be more on their toes. They're going to be more into the game because they know that at any time that ball could be coming to them.
Jessup Jayhawks baseball coach Bruce Wall, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. The Jayhawks take on Dyersville Beckman tonight in a sub-state final and a state tournament trip on the line tonight. We'll talk about that game here in just a moment. But, Coach Wall, you got an 8-1 win over Sumner Fredericksburg in the quarterfinals a week ago today, and you've got a couple playoff games with this team under your belt now, and you were mentioning earlier it's a confident team, and with two wins, you know, to your team's credit, I have to imagine that everybody's in a good place right now as you head into what's obviously a big challenge tonight.
Yeah, I think mentally my kids are ready to play. They're ready to go, physically ready to play as well. They're prepared. They're as prepared as we can be right now. They're anxious to play. They want to get this game going. I'm sure Dyersville is the same way that they would have started this afternoon if we could have. But, our kids are in a good place right now. They're confident. They also do respect the fact that Dyersville Beckman is going to be a good team. Nobody plays in the sub-state game without some qualifications, and they definitely have them.
And when it comes to, you know, just getting the team prepared for the postseason, you're an experienced coach, Coach Wall. So is it maybe kind of a blueprint that you've put together over the years on this is kind of how we approach this in terms of preparing for the postseason? Or is it maybe more case by case, read the room, read the team, and handle it that way?
It's definitely more case by case because, you know, every kid and every team is different. You know, we're dealing with 14 to 18-year-old kids who you're never going to get the same cut in any given year. You know, sometimes it might be very similar. You know, you might have found things that work in the past that you just know you need to keep on doing. But, yeah, this group has been a little bit different, obviously different than the group I, you know, when I started coaching 20-some years ago than how we do it. So, yeah, you just got to kind of read the room and see what your kids are like and adjust to them because they're ultimately the ones that have to play the game.
When it comes to talking blueprints versus case by case, though, you've talked, you know, when we spoke in June and now about the defense and pitching being there, I think it'd be safe to say, Coach, that even 20 years ago in Iowa high school baseball, if you're playing good defense, you've got a chance to make a state tournament run.
Oh, definitely. If you've got good pitching and good defense, you've got a chance. You've seen, you know, over the years, a lot of teams that really, really hit the ball very well, but run into that one pitcher that seems to shut them down, and they don't move on. So, yeah, it's very important that our pitching and defense come to play. But you also have to have something to lean on if you got to try to push across five or six runs.
Let's talk about the matchup tonight. That sub-state final. Trip to state on the line, Dyersville Beckman. You're playing them at Mount Mercy University in Cedar Rapids. Let's start there. I did not see whether or not maybe your team has played there this year and any years previous at Mount Mercy. What would you say about the venue tonight?
It's a beautiful venue. We played down there last year in a regular season game with Tipton. Met at a neutral site. It's a beautiful place to play baseball. All turf field, great dimensions. It's going to be a lot of fun down there.
Good to hear. And as far as taking on the Trailblazers of Dyersville Beckman, they're 23-13 this season, but played a tough schedule, just a traditionally strong program. What kind of scouting report do you have on Dyersville Beckman?
Well, like you said, a traditionally tough program. They're going to have good pitchers. They're going to have, you know, three guys that they could put on the mound that are going to do a very good job for them. Their catcher, the Hunegarth kid, is excellent behind the plate. Thrown out several kids, very few stolen bases on him, also with a high batting average. You know, they're not going to make any mistakes. They're going to play good, sound, fundamental baseball. And, you know, that, again, that's what you expect at this time of year. You're going to be facing a good team. They are a very good team. They're going to be, like you said, they're battle-tested. They play in a tough conference. So some people might look at their record and say, you know, 23-13 is not great. That's a very good record in that conference.
Yeah.
They are going to definitely be a quality baseball team.
Can you tell us the plan on the mound tonight, Coach? Who gets the start? Who's available out of the pen?
Well, Jack Miller is going to get the start. Kegley is not available. He went over the 65-pitch limit on Saturday, so we will not have him available. So Miller will get the start, and in relief will be Cole Bucknell. And Cole's done a good job for us this year as well pitching. So I'm confident in both of them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'd like to see Miller go the distance, but if that doesn't happen, Bucknell will do a good job coming in.
Coach Wall, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck, best of health tonight, and hopefully we're catching up again soon after you guys have punched your ticket to the state tournament. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Cole.
Jessup High School baseball coach Bruce Wall, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, Jayhawks, they're going to have their hands full. Anybody here in the Cedar Valley, Eastern Iowa, knows that Dyersville-Beckman is just how we characterized it, a traditionally tough program, and that 23-13 record, as Coach Wall touched on, that could fool you because they play in a very tough conference. They play tough out-of-conference games, tournaments, and a lot of good players, a lot of talent always on that Trailblazers squad. So Jessup's had a great season. And 20-6. So, you know, the evidence is right there in the record. We'll have to see how it plays out tonight. Best of luck once again to Coach Wall and the Jayhawks tonight down at Mount Mercy University in Cedar Rapids, taking on Dyersville Beckman in a sub-state championship game. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. On the other side, we continue to preview Class 2A sub-state championship games. Dyke New Hartford baseball coach Jordan Martin is going to join us next. And Dyke New Hartford takes on Osage tonight, a 20-4 Green Devils team. They got to go up to Mason City to do it. We'll get the breakdown from Coach Martin next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa football players say while summer workouts may focus more on individual and position development, it's a crucial time for developing the team. Senior tight end Sam Laporta.
It's kind of like a ramp just leading up to fall camp, you know, getting yourself in the best position possible to have a successful fall camp that leads into the season, you know, getting in shape and continue to build your strength training leading up to fall camp. And of course, the skills and drills and the field work that we do all summer, it's really important as well. So trying to emphasize that to the young guys, it's critical.
Spots in the state softball tournament up for grabs tonight in the largest three classes with regional finals. In 3A, it's top-ranked Mount Vernon against Algona. Number 2, Davenport Assumption plays Sumner Fredericksburg. In Class 4A, number 1, Winterset goes up against Fairfield. And in the 5A regional finals, it's top-ranked Fort Dodge taking on Ames. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Meet Linda. Hello. Linda just bought a smart home hub and was ecstatic to see her grandkids on their weekly chats. However, this grandma spends most of her time troubleshooting across time zones. Fortunately for Linda, technical support is right down the road. With CFU Wi-Fi, our highly trained technician will install a new Wi-Fi system and connect all of her devices. Now, Linda can chat with her family and ask about their week instead of her password. CFU Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi made simple.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. And we continue to preview a pair of Class 2A sub-state finals tonight. Baseball action happening across the state for the smaller classes. And we just spoke with Jessup High School baseball coach Bruce Wall in the previous segment. Right now, we turn our attention to the Dyke New Hartford Wolverines as Coach Jordan Martin joins us. Coach, how you doing today?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on, Cole.
Yeah, it's glad to have you back on and still be talking Wolverine baseball at this part of the season. You get a 4-3 win on Saturday. You're down 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth, and your team scores two runs and goes on to win that game. You got to take us, Coach Martin, through the key moments of what I've heard was just a really dramatic comeback win over Grundy Center.
Yeah, it's I think the whole game was exciting from start to finish. We had freshman Carson Costello on the bump, and he threw a tremendous game. Couldn't have asked anything better for him. And then Nick Reinecke came in clutch, put us on the board right away with a very hard hit home run. And then, yeah, we were down in the sixth, 3-2, and Gus Varney comes up, hits a home run, and then Nick Reinecke comes up again and hits a second home run in the inning to take the lead. And then, Gus shut him down, and, we were fortunate enough to win the game.
Tell us a little bit more about Carson. I know we spoke about him when we talked in early June, but what has he done throughout the body of work of this season to have earned not only your trust but his teammates' trust to go out there and start such a big game this past Saturday night?
Yeah, Carson has become one of those guys that I can lean on and trust with the ball, especially in big games like we had on Saturday. He just, for being a freshman, just his mentality and his willingness to work is just amazing. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better kid to coach, and it shows with all the hard work he's done so far this year.
And just expand a little bit more in terms of the physical side of things. How does Carson go about getting his outs? What are the best attributes to what he brings skill wise on the mound?
Yeah, I think compared to some of the other pitchers we have, Carson, he doesn't throw as hard as some of our upperclassmen, but being that lefty, he's kind of got a sweeping curveball, and he definitely mixes up his pitches, gets out. He does get some strikeouts, but he definitely gets outs with fly balls, ground balls. Just has a very good mixture of pitches that he's willing to throw, and I think that's what helps his game a lot.
And when it comes to a freshman and a mixture of pitches in his arsenal, how do you treat that as a coach, Coach Martin? Are you hands-on or maybe more hands-off in terms of pitch selection and anything else as, the game develops?
So from the beginning of the season, I told my guys, as far as, pitches go, I'm going to let them, I feel comfortable enough for them to call their own pitches. It helps when we have a three-year starter, Nick Reinecke, behind the plate. Nick really is good, especially with Carson. He can help Carson control the game a little bit, so yeah, I have all the faith in all my guys when they're pitching to, call the right pitches and hit the zones where needed. We definitely talk here and there or in between innings about what, might be working, what might not. But, yeah, just to have that insight, especially from our catchers, definitely helps too.
And what a special game, obviously, for Nick Reinecke. I mean, what do you even say to a guy like that who's meant so much to the program and then, just really has a storybook performance on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, Nick, all season long, Nick has just been, one of our best hitters. If you come to our game, you just see how hard he hits the ball, too.
Some people were talking to me the other day. They still don't think a second home run landed, which it was a shot. So yeah, just to have a guy like that, a leader on our team that's, you know, willing to put in the work and just be a very good representation of what our team is.
Dyke New Hartford baseball coach Jordan Martin, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. The Wolverines looking to punch their ticket to the state tournament tonight in Class 2A as they take on Osage at Mason City. We'll talk about the matchup with Coach here in just a little bit. But, Coach, you got a 8-3 win in the quarterfinals a week ago today over Appleton Parkersburg. And just now, having experienced a couple of playoff games in your first year as coach over at Dyke New Hartford, and with this particular group, how would you explain just overall what you've seen, you know, both in terms of the mental and physical approach and just how everybody's kind of, you know, feeling right now?
I think our players, you know, they're ready for any test that we have this season, or any test we have this postseason, I should say. Just like all of our games this season, you know, they're come ready to compete, come ready to win. So yeah, just to have the group of guys that I have, it's definitely been easier for me, just because they're just an awesome group of guys for sure.
And since we last spoke in early June, your team played 16 games, 13-3 is the win-loss record in that stretch. And down that stretch run of the regular season, Coach Martin, is there anything that sticks out in terms of, you know, continued development, improvement? Maybe there was a setback with an injury. What can you tell us about your team since we last caught up with you early last month?
I think we learned a lot about ourselves. If you look at, you know, the last six games of our season, we have three losses. So, you know, to start the season 20-0 and then finish with three losses in the season, you think, you know, something might be going wrong. But overall, as a team, I think we really learned a lot about ourselves and maybe what we needed to improve upon within those losses. Obviously, you never want to lose games. Just being as competitive as we are, that's just not something that we, you know, we want. But the way that we lost the games and how we lost some of the games, we learned a lot. And, you know, I think it was a right step forward that helps us this postseason.
Yeah, you talk about a couple of ways to get prepared for postseason play. You step out of conference there at the end and host Williamsburg. That was one of those losses you alluded to. And then a regular season finale at Newman Catholic, and you dropped that game as well. And I know that's what you were talking about, but, Coach, what can you tell us in terms of the approach to scheduling there? Was it purposeful to step out of conference before postseason began? Because typically, you know, a lot of those out-of-conference games are more toward the front end of the season.
Right, yeah. And, you know, obviously the schedule was done before, you know, I really got hired on. But I was a huge fan of how we scheduled it. You know, my days of playing, it was kind of the same way, and I feel like it definitely helped. So, yeah, for us to play, you know, we start off with West Marshall and split with them, and, you know, they're ranked and they're still playing. I think they play tonight as well. And then, yeah, like you said, we had Williamsburg and Newman. Those are three really tough teams, and I think playing them at the end of the season just made us better, and it got us prepared for the high level of talent we're going to see this postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple more minutes here with Jordan Martin, Dyke New Hartford High School baseball coach. When it came time for you, Coach, to huddle up with your staff and decide how you were going to approach getting the team ready for postseason play, what did that ultimately look like?
Yeah, you know, I just conversations with my assistant coach. We're not a big staff over here, it's just the two of us, but we just go back and forth on what we think, you know, would be best. And even talking to some of the seniors and junior leadership that we have on our team just to see what their thoughts are. But overall, I think everyone has an understanding of what we want to do and the goals that we have. So, yeah, it just makes it easy for us.
And I would imagine, too, that having played that North Iowa Cedar League schedule, you guys probably feel like you've been playing postseason baseball for a while now.
Yeah. Yeah, we, you know, it's definitely been a long season, and, you know, I think we're right where we're at, where we need to be for this postseason, for sure.
Let's talk about that matchup tonight. A trip to the state tournament on the line. You play a really good Osage team. I mean, everybody's good this time of year, obviously. They are 20-4 overall. You got to go up north to Mason City to play the Green Devils. So what's the scouting report?
Yeah, obviously, Osage, we don't really know a whole lot about them. You know, I've done some research here and there. It looks like, you know, like you said, they are a good team. It should be a pretty good battle. But, yeah, we're just, you know, all excited to be in the position we're at and, you know, compete against another great team in 2A.
What can you tell us about the plan on the mound tonight? Who gets the start? Who's available in the pen, Coach Martin?
Yep, tonight we'll be just like in our first round against AP. Will Texter will be starting. As of right now, we got a couple guys that will be in the bullpen, one including his brother, Lewis.
Coach Martin, best of luck, best of health. Thanks, as always, for your time. Always enjoy learning more about your team, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up again soon after you guys have punched your ticket to the state tournament.
I hope so. Thanks, Cole.
All right, take care.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero is reporting that the expectation within the NFL continues to be that Jimmy G is traded by the end of the month. Don Yee, Garoppolo's agent, says the quarterback is, quote, progressing well and on schedule. He also refuted the report that Jimmy G could get traded to the Bucs. Speaking on The Herd, Jaguars sophomore quarterback Trevor Lawrence sees a brighter future ahead, saying, quote, I think this season is going to be a lot different just because we have from myself better leadership, but also around the team. The Steelers announced a new naming rights deal for their stadium Monday. The venue formerly known as Heinz Field will now be Acrisure Stadium. And the Denver Broncos add former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to their ownership group. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
They say practice makes perfect. But once you've got it down, that's only the beginning. There's a whole world out there waiting to see what you can do. So this is for the creators, the performers, and the innovators who love to inspire, be inspired, and do what they love to do. So, whenever you're ready to put yourself out there, we've got your back. Because whoever you aspire to be, First Bank will be the first to serve you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. In the world of sports, we often talk about tradition. But even though sports fans are suckers for history, the past couple of months have been a reminder it's still all about the bottom line, profit. At the beginning of the month, USC and UCLA left the Pac-12 to chase a payday with the Big Ten. We're not sure what will happen with both teams' schedules, but the moves have a potential to put an end to some of the long-standing rivalries. A similar rush is occurring in golf. The new Saudi-backed golf tour has managed to poach numerous top golfers to compete with the PGA Tour. Fans have every right to disagree with the moves, but we have to remember that although fans are a crucial part of every league's success, money is always going to be king. And with the amount of money new leagues and conferences are able to offer, we may have to get used to these leagues and these players breaking tradition in pursuit of profit. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Callaway's Chrome Soft isn't just better for the better players, it's better for everyone. Starting with our best-selling regular Chrome Soft, golfers get better feel, more distance, and incredible forgiveness. For better players looking for workability, Chrome Soft X gives you excellent spin consistency and tour-level greenside control. And finally, Chrome Soft XLS delivers lower spin on longer shots, firmer feel, yet high spin around the greens. Learn more, find your golf ball today at callawaygolf.com/ChromeSoft. And now a message from Discover about customer service and common sense. When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have them answered by a real, live person. You know, a human being who's actually understanding your issues and works to resolve them. Someone with a knack for helping others and has a pulse. In other words, what you don't need is a robot. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. It's live customer service. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Hey, folks, the next Cedar Valley Honor Flight, it's just a couple months away now on September 21st, and area veterans from World War II, the Korean conflict, and the Vietnam era Go on a one-day free trip to Washington, D.C. and see the memorials built in their honor. Get applications for this once-in-a-lifetime experience at CedarValleyHonorFlights.org, or you can go to any area Hy-Vee store for an application. For more information on this upcoming honor flight this September on the 21st, contact Craig White, 319-214-7104. Craig White at 319-215-7104. Got to thank Jessup High School baseball coach Bruce Wall and Dyke New Hartford baseball coach Jordan Martin for joining today's show. Best of luck to the Jayhawks and the Wolverines tonight in their sub-state finals. Cubs baseball coming up at 6:30, first pitch at 7:05. Have a great night, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.